This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. Gwyneth, I had a question to ask you before, or an item to discuss with you before we start on the items on your list. And I'm just wondering, is Australia spiraling down into the abyss the way the United States is? And here's why I'm saying this. So, people that I see in public are out of control. And I've been talking about this me first, the lack of etiquette, the lack of manners. And so what does this have to do with preparedness? Well, I think that our class needs to know that these things are going on and they're getting worse by the minute so that you can stay out of the way of it. In Lakewood, Colorado, there was an elementary school. And on that elementary school grounds, there was a baseball game. 7-year-olds were playing. Seven, S-E-V-E-N. 7-year-olds were playing on the ball field. The umpire was a 13-year-old. And the umpire calls an out-of-order batter. So one guy was batting out of order. The next thing that happens is that mothers and fathers run onto the field and have a slugfest. A whole bunch
You've
of them.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. This is not just one guy pushing around another guy. It's a whole group of separate fights going on the ball field with these alleged adults, alleged parents of these boys playing baseball, 7-year-olds. One was hurt seriously. The police are trying to figure out who these people were that were fighting. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Is everybody off their meds? Is everybody on their meds? Is everybody addicted to drugs, alcohol? Are they stressed out? Did they all lose their jobs? Are they all playing under a blanket of microwave radiation? What is going on where people can't even go to a ball game? And what if that 13-year-old umpire made a mistake? What if? Now, I don't know if he did or didn't, but what if he did? So what? What does this really mean? How important is this? This is a ball game.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So I was just wondering. And the reason I mention this is I was talking with Jason, and I thought that we, USA Prepares, is the only broadcast that I know of and that has a regular, ongoing, out-of-continent correspondent, such as you. You're the only one who's on radio regularly, I'm talking about every week, regularly, for years, who was out of the continent, you know, the United States of America, because we originate in the United States. We're the only ones. Now there are broadcasts who, from time to time, have people from outside the country with, news items, for example, but not on a regular, ongoing basis. And certainly no one who lives off the grid. So we are absolutely, positively unique in that world. So I wanted to thank you and let you know that that is the case. I believed it was the case. I believed it for quite some time, well over a year, actually a couple of years I believed it was the case, and it is the case. So thank you for that, Gwyneth. So is Australia, are you experiencing this nonsense, this level of stupidity? Has it progressed across the globe?
I'll tell you what. Our little hamlet up the road is going down the toilet. Slowly but surely, because they allow, my son doesn't go to the local high school anymore because they're teaching all the little boys that they can decide whether they're boys or girls. And, I mean, you know, and the girls can decide whether they want to be boys or girls. And I decided that this was not acceptable and that, you know, that I was going to pull him out of the school. I requested that they remove his name from the school rolls, that he would not be, I did not consent to him attending the school. He has since passed school leaving age, but when I did this, he was just under school leaving age. And they have decided that they are not going to pull his name from the school roll. And there's nothing I can do about it. So I still get absentee messages from the school saying that he's absent from his classes, and he's actually now over the school leaving age, so he's no longer legally required to attend classes. But they will not remove his name from the school roll. And there's nothing I can do about it. And I will not have him attending that school because of the sexual weirdness that they have. And the fact that they were trying to work with Child Protection to entrap us for an extended period of time. And, you know, so he said, oh my gosh, is that the sort of thing you're talking about, Vincent?
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about people who go shopping. And they are, I mean, just, this is very
minor. The closer into civilization you get, the bigger the town you get into. Like, you go down the road, and there's the next biggest town, which has got about 120,000 people living in it. Okay, that place is even worse.
Right.
And then you go to Melbourne, and that place is absolutely, it's like, in Australia, we have a saying called bat S blank blank T, crazy. That's the saying that we have in this country. But you can look online for photographs of Melbourne homeless people and the Flinders Street railway station, which is like the big station, like our grand central station of our state capital city, has apparently been taken over by homeless people. And I haven't seen this with my own eyes. I've seen photos of it. But I'm lost for words. Apparently the CBD is being taken over by homeless people of Melbourne, which is our state capital.
Well, I don't know anybody who wants to be homeless. It's a terrible situation. But I can tell you this, that if someone's homeless, they have no place to relieve themselves. There's no place to relieve themselves. And stores don't want homeless people coming in. Businesses don't want homeless people coming in, you know, just to use the bathroom. McDonald's, in some McDonald's, they require a purchase. So they have a lock on the door of the bathrooms so that, you know, you key in the number of code, the combination to get into the bathroom at some McDonald's, because the code is on the receipt that you get when you buy something. So if you've got to go and you're homeless and you don't have any money and you go into McDonald's, you might find the doors locked to the bathroom. Now, that was a given for as long as I can remember. that if you needed to use the bathroom, you could go into McDonald's and go. It sure would be nice if you bought something, okay? But they didn't discriminate against whether you bought something or not to use the bathroom. It was just, you know, try not to leave a mess when you're in there. But, you know, pick up after yourself, that kind of thing. Leave it clean. That's what everybody expected, McDonald's as well as everybody else. But it seems to me that the homelessness is a really big problem, and we're not looking at it properly. We're not seeing that this is a symptom of the economy. This is a symptom of the drug abuse. This is a symptom of alcoholism. This is a fallout of drug abuse, fallout of alcoholism, fallout of the prison system, fallout of not having productive, meaningful work. If people don't have meaning in their lives, what do they do? They kind of drop out, unless they're really wealthy to begin with and spend down that wealth. They become homeless. And then they become a blight on the city, because where are they going to relieve themselves? Wherever they are. And how do they wash up? And they spread disease. It's awful. It's awful. And the government corporations are doing a miserable, miserable job. They're doing a miserable job of making it more conducive to hire people, making it more conducive to educate people, making it more conducive for people to want to go to work, because people are taxed into oblivion, and we're working ourselves to death, and we're getting less. The bottom line is about 25% of the people feel that they are worse off now than they were before the Great Recession. Worse off. But yet, if you watch the news, the mainstream lies, things are rosy and bright. Unemployment is down. Employment is up. Salaries are up. But not for us.
I'll tell you how it is here. The crazy, crazy, crazy situation that we have here in Australia. Okay? If you go online and you look up the poverty line for Australia, you'll see that if the authorities consider that you are bringing in less than $800 a week before tax, okay, then you are under the poverty line. Now, what that translates to, of that $800 before tax, if you're a wage earner, you will not see, you might see $500 of that money, okay? And you try getting a rental property for under $250 a week, and good luck to you. Try getting a job that pays more than $800 a week, and good luck to you, because they're pretty thin on the ground. Okay? So you've got an $800 a week job, and that's technically poverty level wages. Okay? And you're lucky if you have that. You're only going to see $500 of that, because we have a pay-as-you-go tax system here for income tax. And I can hear music.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs staying up late in Australia to be with us. We'll be right back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She lives off the grid, and she's an author. Gwyneth, in the United States, the average rent for an apartment is $1,405 a month, $1,405 per month.
Wow.
The lowest rent in 50 major cities, the lowest cost rent for a one bedroom apartment in the United States, the lowest cost is Wichita, Kansas, $470, Cleveland, Ohio, $525, Detroit, Michigan, $550, Tucson, Arizona, $560, El Paso, Texas, $560, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, $650, St. Louis, Missouri, just 3 hours from where we are, $700, Albuquerque, New Mexico, $715. Those are the lowest cost cities for a one-bedroom apartment in the United States. That's the lowest. The average is $1,405 per month. Then the average income in the United States is, let's say it this way. According to the Internet, if you want to be middle class, you will need to earn between $40,500 and $122,000 a year. $40,500 to $122,000 to be middle class. If you make less than $39,500, you are considered the lower or less $39,500 or less, you're in the lower income bracket. And according to the Internet, what is a good average salary in the United States? Well, that would be $150,000 a year. That would be a good average salary. And that's more than three times what the median salary is for 2010.
Wow.
2010. So we're in a lot of trouble because I know a lot of people that don't make $49,000. I know a lot of people who don't make $150,000. But I do know some that make $150,000, and they think they don't have enough money. Now, in Australia, my understanding is that the reasons for this inequality and poverty in Australia is education, housing, health, and the cost of services. Does that make sense to you, or do you think there are other reasons? Or do you think it's...
Well, I'll tell you what's been coming out in the Herald Sun, which is the main Melbourne newspaper, or one of the main Melbourne newspapers. Okay. The Herald Sun is owned by News Corporation, just a bit of, so that you know the backstory there. It's one of Rupert's rags, and owned by Rupert Murdoch, or his organization. And but what the Herald Sun was saying was that Melbourne's real estate prices for a two-bedroom terrace house in Melbourne, the average sale price for a two-bedroom terrace house, that's a non-detached house, okay, that's what you would call in the United States probably a row house. You know, they sit right next to each other all down the row. $1 million. Or thereabouts. You just about cannot get a terraced house in a suburb for less than $1 million. That is a really, really big problem because, you've got to name the income that you're going to have to be able to afford that $1 million house. Which is, I mean, you would think $1 million house would have, like, 10 acres of land, a swimming pool, you know, an indoor riding arena, stables, whatever, wouldn't you?
I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
That's
for words.
That's not a $1 million house.
Gwyneth, in 1980, or maybe 1981, I bought one of those as an investment property, and I paid $27,000.
Yeah.
That's 27,000 for one of those row houses that you're talking about. Now, the one that I bought was about 13 feet wide. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What? That's the sort.
$1 million. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling them reprehensible on issues like immigration and border security, President Trump said at a huge rally in Orlando last night that a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the, quote, rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. The president speaking during his re-election campaign kickoff.
And remember, the only thing these corrupt politicians will understand is an earthquake at the ballot box. That's what they will understand, and they're going to see it.
Democratic and Republican senators demanding President Trump explain why he's sending more troops to the Middle East and reminding him that Congress has not authorized military action against Iran. Among those signing the letter to President Trump, Republicans Mike Lee and Rand Paul, and Democrats Tim Kaine and Jeff Merkley. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So Gwyneth, $1 million, what's causing that? Is there so little land that's available to build on? Is the cost of building materials so high? Are there so many people that want to move to Australia? What is causing these row houses, as we call them in the United States, to be so expensive? I don't get it.
Well, what the Herald Sun was reporting in its newspaper, its print edition, by the way. When I go into town, I actually buy a print edition of the Herald Sun. Okay? So, because there's things you'll read in a print newspaper that you will never, ever read online, okay? So I recommend that people continue to buy print newspapers because they have to tell you what they're doing, and often they will put it in a print newspaper. What the Herald Sun was telling was that criminal cartels are buying up these row houses, and they are using them as a place to park their money. That's not me. That was published in the Herald Sun. And when I read that last week, my jaw dropped to the floor, because Melbourne has always been a hotbed of crime. Going back, you can go back 100 years, and it's always been, it's always had this thing of being kind of a magnet for criminal organisations to operate in. And apparently that hasn't changed, and criminal cartels are basically using the Melbourne real estate market, at least, for money laundering, basically. So they buy these houses, and they park their money there, and they might hold them for 2, 3, 5 years, and then they sell them. And apparently
that sounds like
that's what's keeping the Melbourne property market afloat.
And as you, before you just start to describe that, I was thinking this is money laundering at a great way to do it, because all you have to do is literally keep it for a few years and then you get new money. And it sounds like you don't have to make very many purchases to have many millions of dollars laundered. You don't have to go to Las Vegas. And by the way, let me just mention this. There are a number of coin dealers, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but coin dealers whom I've met seem to be very interested in gambling. They like to go to casinos, and I'm wondering if there is a laundering, money laundering aspect of, you know, the gold and silver coin dealers. Because they go to Las Vegas a lot. They go to the Indian casinos a lot. Interesting. So, class, for your own research, you know, when you meet coin dealers, why don't you, you know, at the right time say, so, you know of any good casinos? See what they say. And see if what I figured out is actually true or not. Wow. And so I looked up that property that I bought in 1980 or 1981. That very property for $27,000. And I was wondering, so what's it worth today? It's worth $33,000, 40 years later. But I looked at it, and there were some pictures of the inside of it. It was destroyed, absolutely destroyed. It is now the combat zone. Trash everywhere. Trash everywhere. Broken windows, the row house was empty. I looked at the kitchen cabinets that I put in, really nice kitchen cabinets, new floor, new roof, new windows, new doors, sheetrock all over, destroyed, absolutely destroyed. Boarded up windows next door, broken windows next door. I mean, the whole row, the whole block is a blight. And I have a feeling that it's not the only block that's a blight. I think there are blocks like, and it's not like I said, what's the worst property I can invest in? What would that be? It's not like that. It was nice 40 years ago. It was working class. Now it's the combat zone. As a matter of fact, I think that's a two-gun neighborhood in case your first gun misfires. That's how bad it is.
That's pretty amazing. And by the way, that $1 million two-bedroom row house in Melbourne is not going to be a fixed-up $1 million row house in Melbourne. That's going to be the fixer-upper.
Well, that's okay.
You can go on to, if you want to check this, Vincent, there's a website you can go to. It's realestate.com.au.
Okay.
And if you go there and you type in the stats for, like, two-bedroom terrace house, Carlton, Fitzroy, let's say just Fitzroy, you know, F-I-T-Z-R-O-Y, and you could check that for yourself. And it's absolutely gobsmacking because it's such a bubble and everybody's waiting for the bubble to pop. And the Herald Sun flat out last week just came out and said, bubble's not going to pop because it's being held up by money laundering, money from international and national criminal cartels. And Melbourne has always had a reputation for being the place to go to get nice, clean money. Even, like I said, you could go back 100 years. And that was the case back then. And it's jaw-dropping. Yeah.
But, I'm looking at it right now. There's and these are row houses, exactly as you said. There's an address on Charles Street. Now, by the way, this row house isn't much different from the row house that I bought in 1980 or 1981 for $27,000. It really isn't. It's two-story. It's brick on the front. It's brick on the sides. And it adjoins another house. Here it would be called a semi-detached, meaning one building divided down the middle, then a left half and a right half, and each person would own, or each family would own half. Well,
yeah.
And, you know, one half might be painted blue, the other half might be painted green. I mean, that kind of a thing. Well, this thing has graffiti all over the side. I'm talking about in Fitzroy, exactly where you said I should look. Okay, graffiti, all the first story is graffiti. Anything that can be reached with, one guy with a spray can on another guy's shoulders, as high as they could reach doing that. And then it looks like they got a ladder and went up to the second story. Graffiti on the side of the building, on the roadside of this row house. 1,000,001 to 1,200,000 for this graffiti-laden house. Exactly what you're talking about. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Jaw-dropping. And you really, really
I'm looking at...
And that would be in Fitzroy, right?
Yes, that's where I'm looking. Looking at another
Fitzroy's not a good area. Fitzroy is where my husband had his mission, on Napier Street in Fitzroy. And he had his mission, and he had the Hell's Angels motorcycle club for his next-door neighbor. That's the sort of area that Fitzroy is. The Hell's Angels live down the road.
I'm looking at a house in that same area. Well, this is actually Collingwood. C-O-L-L-I-N-G,
yep,
Wood.
That's right.
And this house has one window in the front and one front door. Now, the reason I'm mentioning one window and one front door, the window width combined with the front door width occupies one half of the width of the entire house. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you had two front doors and two windows, that would be the entire width of this house. Now, this is not a brick house. It's a frame house. And it looks like, if I were to categorize the architecture, I would say this looks like something in the Midwest from the 1890s that would be called a depression house. Absolute depression. Okay? Nothing special about this house. Asking price, $871,500.
Yeah. And these are not good areas. They're inner city. And I suppose you would say they've been gentrified. But they have got a history of being working class areas. Which means you buy one of these, and the rats don't care that their house is now worth $871,000. They've had their rat warren running through that row of houses for the last 100 years, mate. They ain't going anywhere. That is the truth of it. And, you know, there's these houses, they've got tiny, tiny backyards. They might have 100 or 200 square foot backyards. And if you're lucky, you might have a fruit tree in the backyard. I used to live in one of these houses with Archie when we were first together as a couple. And they are, you know, when you are in that house and when you have somewhere to live and other people don't have anywhere to live, you consider yourself really, really lucky. But in reality, it's not a good place to live. You know, everybody's so on top of each other. And if the guy next door is a pedophile, and if you've got children, small children, those children have got nowhere to go. They've got nowhere to play. And, you know, you can't send them down to the park down the end of the road, because the whole place is full of people who are just one paycheck away from getting booted out. Because the fence is so high, and they all consider themselves to be so lucky to have this shoebox to live in. You know, and I've been there, and I would not go back there for anything, you know. And, you know, this is...
I'm looking.
Sorry.
I'm looking, you know, at a cleaned-up version. I'm looking at a cleaned-up version. You know, Now, we're not talking about any shutters in the front. We're talking about a brick row house. We're talking about, it looks like 13 feet wide in Australia, the area you're talking about. It's got a balcony on the second story, just two windows on the top story, one window on the bottom story with a front door. And this is a tiny place. It's a row house. I'm thinking 13 feet wide, kind of like the place I bought for $27,000 in Australia. In Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N.
Yep, that's right.
$2,300,000. $2,300,000. Looks like it's in a slightly better neighborhood. I can't believe it. How can anybody afford this? How much money do you have to make to live in this? We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isis is with us, and she's explaining to us why people are in despair. I'm looking at this house. It's a row house. And it's the same darn house that I paid $27,000 for that's worth $33,000 today. I bought it in 1980 or 81, and today it's worth just a little bit more, $33,000. And the description of this house I'm looking at on the internet, it says classical grace, contemporary elegance, a renovation of distinction. That's the description of this 13-foot wide row house is in Australia. Gwyneth, $2,300,000.
Yeah.
For this row house.
That's right.
It costs twice as much to not have graffiti. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
The one with graffiti was only $1,000,001.
Side wall, it would be in the same state 1 month later, probably the next day, actually. Yeah, they would just redo it all over again. But I'll tell you what, there are other accommodation options in Melbourne, okay? You can move out to the suburbs. You can move out to somewhere like, I don't know, Heidelberg or Chermside Park, okay? And you can actually get a much cheaper house with a nice suburban block. But you have to commute like about an hour or 90 minutes to go into work. And you have to deal with Sudanese gangs carjacking your car out of the driveway. And you can't, you have to deal with the fact that if you call the police, they're not going to do anything about it. And you're going to have to deal with the fact that if you want to go to the shopping mall, that you're going to be running a gauntlet with your own life going from the supermarket to your car space, because then there's might be a Maori gang or a Sudanese gang or a Muslim gang waiting in the shadows to pounce on you and take a curse and bash you up and maybe rape you.
Gwyneth, what kind of a...
That's your topic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely
it's
is.
A suburban mall.
This absolutely is.
In Melbourne, it's happening all the time, and you can search on the internet, you can see this.
Okay, so this, maybe some family lives in this 13-foot wide, $2 million, actually, if you got it for $2 million, you'd be getting it at a discount, this house, this row house. What would that person do for a living? Would this be like a bank president? I mean, what are we talking about?
Probably a CBD worker, which means they have an office job in the city.
Uh-huh. Oh, Central Business District.
In the Central Business District. Because Carlton and Collingwood and Fitzroy, they used to be where the working class people lived. But these days the working class people, of course, can't afford these real estate prices. So most of them have moved out to the third accommodation area, which I'm going to describe in a moment. And so mostly these, because you see, these places are all only about 20 minutes or half an hour's commute from the Central Business District. Okay, and if you were really keen, you could probably jog there or ride your bike there, bicycle there. And, but even if you had to catch a tram, it's probably only about a half-hour tram ride into the city. But, these would be bank workers, these would be government workers, major corporation workers, and they are getting, from what I've heard, they are getting paychecks of in excess of $100 an hour, your average office worker on a contract. That you see, they've got no security of tenure. They're all on contracts, and the contracts might be for 12, 24, or 36 months. And then they've got to prove their worth, which in a way is a good thing. But in another way, banks need a bit more than that before they're going to issue you with a mortgage. You know, if you go for a mortgage, even if you're on, like $100 an hour starters, the bank is going to have to be pretty well assured that you have got some tenure before they're going to give you a mortgage. But this is who lives in these places. It's crazy, isn't it?
Gwyneth.
Absolutely insane.
Gwyneth.
And then
$100 an hour.
A third group of people.
Just hang on for a second. $100 an hour, 40 hours a week is $4,000 a week. 52 weeks, that's $208,000 a year. For an office worker?
We're not talking about a major surgeon now. Office worker on contract.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's how it is.
All right. We're going to talk more about this.
A $2 million mortgage.
Yeah. And you can make all this money and be absolutely flat out broken living in a shoebox. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.